Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Samuel 3:6 says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter in soul, each of his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Think about that as you're going through your day. I was trying to think of something, because we've had a rough couple days here. If anyone's out there, I know we have like 60 people on my Facebook, and I have like 20. We had some major storms come through here, and there are a couple schools in the outlying areas that are like caved in, and tons of people on my Facebook were like, "We have no power, we have no this, da da da," and all mad. I'm like, okay, we didn't. You know, remember where I am, you blink, the power goes out. Well, we didn't have that. But I know vaguely, because of confidentiality, I don't say any names or anything, but where I work, we had to take residents in the continuing care community I worked at and put them down in the basement, and which is like a garage area, and we were there for a while. And like I tell people, you know, one thing I'll express on this show, you know, if you don't like God or guns, you can listen to the show. That's fine. I don't care. But, you know, I support God. I support guns. Second Amendment right. And, you know, you have that right to say, okay, how do I, let me get out of here. I don't want to listen to this, you know. It's, you know, we all have rights in this country. And one thing I'm going to talk a little bit today about is the fact of losing those rights. But I just want to give a shout out to all those people that don't have power, don't have, you know, just know the strength in the Lord, and there's people out there that are coming to help you, and they're working every day so you get power back up, because from Tipman IMC, because I get a thing from them on my Facebook, it said that they're actually like power lines are like broken, half snapped, and it's not just a simple wham-bam thing. It's like, okay, they're having to put up new, you know, power lines and all that. So that is something that's affecting a lot of people. And, you know, and like I actually told a person this one time, I said, well, if a tornado comes through, we're probably not going to, you know, I'm not going to make it either. You know, if I was to make it, I might, just because I'm younger. But if it came and took out this building, you know, just know that we do everything we can to help you. I remember one time I was in Marsh, and can you get this down for me, sir? And I'm helping this lady doing this stuff. And she goes, it's just so nice to know that this grocery store has people that, you know, like employees like you that are willing to help. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm not an employee here. I'm just an American that's helping another American, and that's how we should be. You shouldn't tithe because the Bible says so. You should be giving, you know, you should be helping because you want to, because it's the right thing to do. Like I said on one of my shows, you know, one of my favorite movie quotes is the movie from The Blind Side. And he goes, yeah, I know you see this guy's athletic ability, but, you know, until he gets his academic grades, if he can play football anyways, screw football. See that symbol? What is it saying underneath there? It says Christian. We either big by it or we paint it out. We don't accept Michael Orr because sports. Accept them because it's the right thing to do, and that's how you should live your life. Don't do it because you have to. Do it because it's the right thing to do. I mean, when I did, she may listen to this, but when I did Rebecca's office and I decorated it for her birthday belated, I did it because it's a fun thing, it's the right thing to do, something that I just knew in my heart was to do. But it's just one of the things, and the problem I see in this world is a lot of stupid laws. I think it's in, I'm not 100% sure. Well, I'll try to quick look it up here, but there was a thing, and I think it was in Georgia, where these people were getting penalized, and they were going to be, they're given citations, and they were told to take down their, they had an American flag, a state flag, and a flag that was, it was in Georgia, and it says, Georgia restaurant cited for flying American and military flags, and I guess there was an ordinance that said, you know, you can't have any flags or banners. It wasn't specific. And, well, and he's the guy's right. The guy that was citing him did the right thing because, hey, I'm just doing what the law says. Granted, it's an American flag. Granted, it's, and they're working on changing because one of the people that they talked to is investigating it and, like, we need to rewrite it, you know, because an American flag and a salute your troops flag is something that we as Americans should be able to fly free. But if the law says, well, you can't have flags or banners, you know, they just didn't write in their commonsensical stuff because I guess people now, well, hey, I got to cite you because it does say flags. It doesn't say nowhere that the American flag is acceptable. It just says flags and banners are not allowed, you know. It's like, I was reading this article. This is a funny thing. I was reading this article where this guy gave up everything to sell balloons. And he's the guy that, he's the person that, if you ever go to Walt Disney World or Disneyland and you get a Mickey Mouse balloon or whatever, he was the one that started changing the way that's done. Because I guess now, if you see pictures of them, they got like a clear plastic balloon around it. And if you don't know, I learned this in science a long time ago, especially from MacGyver. Helium is so small that it will go through like a latex molecule. That's why if you look at something like a Mylar balloon, it will float longer because it's aluminum and the stuff can't escape. It's Mylar and stuff and the gas can't escape. Well, he decided to sell $9 balloons, and I was watching this video. They have tons of videos on Disney World and Disneyland on YouTube, and it's like, you know, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I am a hairdresser at Walt Disney World Studios. Welcome to Every Role a Starring Role, and it goes through what a lot of these people's jobs are. I'm responsible for doing the hair on the wigs for, I'm responsible for 400 wigs every day to make sure that they're show-ready, da-da-da-da-da, and they had a bunch of cook ones and, you know, making pastries, you know. I'm Chef Andres Born, and we're going to make a cannoli cake. And I found this one on the balloons, and it's like, and it had a bunch of people underneath and said, well, these things are kind of a ripoff because when you get them, they'll last a long time because there's a clear plastic on them, but at the same time, you can't take them on the plane, so you can't bring them home. So you have to pop it to take it home. And it's just one of those things I'm kind of just trying to relate to the fact that you have, well, the ordinance says no flags, no banners, but if you're doing an American flag, do they really have to write in an amendment saying that, you know, salute your troops or POW flags are okay, American flags and state flags are okay? You know, do we really have to go there? There's a guy, I forget his name, but he's like the doctor of common sense, and look him up on YouTube and it's great. He's great, and he's kind of like, he has my philosophy. You know, some of these laws are just, like, ridiculous. Like, there was a law, I think, a while back ago, they passed, like, a couple years ago, where I live in Indiana, but if I want to go to college in New Jersey, I have to pay out-of-state tuition because I'm not an in-state student. But if you're an illegal Mexican that has no rights to be here, no papers, no documentation, you want to go to college in New Jersey, you get in-state tuition. So you're paying only $1,000 a credit or $2,000 as opposed to $10,000 for an out-of-state student like I would have to pay. And it's just stuff like that that doesn't make sense. And, you know, and because pretty soon some of this stuff is going to go to tie into what I want to talk about a little bit is helping people. You know, when this situation comes down, you're going to say, okay, well, you know, I'm allowed to work on electrical lines, but I can't work on ones that are attached to wood, and these are wooden poles, so I can't fix this. I can't do that. You know, I've heard of people that have worked in unionized kitchens, and they're nightmares because, well, my contract doesn't say that I have to take down this thing. Just, you know, I may set it up and they start it, but nor does it say I'm tearing it down or cleaning it up. Bye, see ya. And they won't do it. Well, I had a boss that actually worked at a place in California where he'd damn near get in trouble lighting a pilot on a stove. Oh, you have to get maintenance to do this. I'm not having someone wait 25, 30 minutes for a dinner order because I have to wait for a maintenance person to light a damn pilot. I probably would. I go out there and say, that's probably going to be about 45 minutes because I can't light the pilot without the maintenance. So, and get to, and it's a union thing, so if you want to, you know, hopefully get lost change like that. But, you know, if it keeps up, you're going to sit there and want to get help, and, oh, well, we can't. See, I'm not certified to help on grass, and this power line fell in grassy area. So, you know, if it was on concrete, I'd help you. Not a problem. But since it's not on concrete, sorry. It, you know, over 45% of it's on in grass, so I can't help. Sorry. You know, that's what we gotta get back to doing whatever it takes to get the job done. You know. And I'm talking a little bit about that because there's tons of people that are without power and that are probably injured. I've not heard if there's anybody that has been confirmed dead because of this, but it's just in a blink of an eye, man. That's why I always tell people, I'll tell you, you know, don't leave the house or anything. Tell people you love them. Tell people you love them. And she may get on. I'm not sure. My sister Lisa was at a doctor's appointment, and she got back in time. She's going to try to get on here, but we'll see. If she makes it, she does. If she doesn't, she's having foot surgery in January, so I'm going up to spend like 2 weeks with her and help out. But also, you know, just want to take a moment. And it's just, you don't know how lucky you are because, like, when you're someone like me that when you blink an eye and the power goes out, you know, you breathe wrong and the power goes out. You know, when we light the candles on the birthday cake, we need to sit there and, you know, figure out where we're going to blow them so we don't have the power go out because of it. You know, but when you don't have power go out here, but, and at work it didn't go out, but places are like leveled and devastated not too far away from you. Just hits home. And I'm hopefully going to find out if there's, you know, anything we can do to help out, if there's, you know, we can bring food to people, you know, make a dinner or something, bring it to people that have power, you know, so we can help people that need help. Because someday we're going to be without power and not a house, and someone's going to be there for you, man. And it's just giving back. It's just a whole cyclical thing of you doing for someone and someone does for you. And just because you help this person doesn't mean this person can help you back. Someone else may help you. You know, that's I think, a common misconception. So many people think, well, I gave him $5. Where's my $5? Well, this person might not give you $5 back. This person may give you $6 for, you know, down the road. And it may not be money. Maybe in another form. But it's just, we gotta, my point is, we gotta come together. You know, there's so much stuff about little petty laws and petty bull. Well, he's got a green shirt on. It doesn't say anything about me being able to work with people with green shirts on. Well, it doesn't say anything about you helping anybody with anything on. You know, there was a case I saw in England where this guy died. He was in, like 6 inches of water, and these people near him were not certified for water rescue. So he was in water, 6 inches. They couldn't help him. They wouldn't help him because they would get in trouble. And they let a man die. Don't do that. Don't get this country into a I'm not going to put an American flag here because this is no flags or banners. Raise that flag, wave it wide and high. And if they tell you to take down the American flag because you can't have flags or banners, say, you know, okay, well then we're gonna have a war because, you know. But I'm sure if the American flag didn't have the stars and it had Obama's face on it, like that one imploded, they'd probably like, you only have one flag up, we're going to fight you because you need about 25 of those. You know, I know I'm like most Americans. The majority of Americans look at people as human beings. I'm so tired of these people coming out, like Oprah recently come out and said, oh, people just don't like Obama because he's black. Okay, he's black, really? Well, his mom's white, so he can technically be claimed as a white person. You know, he's not 100% black. And it just, I'm just so not racist and so, I'm so like Jesus Christ, and I don't care. I do whatever for whoever, whenever, that I just get tired of the same party politics. I didn't really expect this to be this kind of show, but that's how it goes, you know. Like, because I have friends that have literally accused me of, you know, being like a closet racist. Like, I'm, like around you, I'm an, yeah. I mean, like, if you want to see something funny, go watch, not for the easily offended by Carlos Menci and he said true. I guarantee you, everybody that goes down the street at 2 in the morning in an alley is going to lock their door. They're not going to sit there and think, oh, I'm not going to lock my door because the blacks around here, oh, they're nice, they're safe. Everyone's going to do it. I don't care if you're black. You're going to lock your door. And, you know, but I'm not racist. And most people aren't. And they're tired of, you know, being called a racist because they disagree with Obama. It's like this, there's a video on YouTube where this guy, he's interviewing these black people and goes, look at this. This is Chicago. This is 40 years of black policy, Democratic policy. It's run down. You know, I'll vote for a Republican if I think he's going to do what the job's going to do. I'm not just going to vote for a Democrat. Look at this. This is, there ain't no white person for miles. There's no Tea Party member. You can't blame any of this on a Republican or a Tea Party member. Look at how decrepit it is. Look at, it's falling apart. And he's right. He's right. And it's not a Republican or Democrat thing. It's not a white or black thing. It's an American thing. We got to help people no matter what. You can't sit there and help. Because you got to, well, if it wasn't a polka dot shirt, I could help you. But since it's a polka dot shirt, I'm sorry, you're going to have to drown. Oh, man. No, I'm sorry, man. Because, I mean, I'd get a ruler out and measure, but I'm sure 65% of your body is in that grass, and we, you know, I can't help people on grass. Concrete, yes, but grass, you know, just annoys me. Just annoys me. Because I guarantee in the weeks to come, because of stuff that's happened because of yesterday, people are going to need help, and people are going to need support and be there. Don't, you know, just do the right thing, basically. Well, made the biggest mistake of my life, not really, but kind of. Luckily, I only have 50 of those books to hand write in, like, cause, like I said in my last show, I got my cookbook, Bone Legumes, Everyday Vegan and Vegetarian Recipes. Most of them are gluten-free, dairy-free, and sweet-free, and it's like, it's a pain in the butt, because, well, how am I going to write? And I finally decided to put print year and book number. And I have, so on one line, I take a rule and try to do it as straight as I can and write book, print, number, year. And then I put like 05 or 00 and 2013. And it's a lot of work, but I have to do it. And it's going to be done in my book. It's going to be $22. And I've gotten to some people because when I've told people what it cost me to make it and what I have in, because I probably have like 1,200 invested in the book before I make a dollar. And just to show people what it takes to do a book. And it's a process. I mean, I know my sister's been wanting to actually meet. When are you doing your next one? I'm like, I got to get through this one first. I mean, I've thought about wanting to do, like, a really, really neat, like, dessert book, fancy book, and do, like, some Charlie Trotters-type things. But then some of it's really hard because you got to sit there and, how do I do it? Because you may have to have, like, separate pages. Like, okay, well, here's this recipe for this sauce for this, and here's, and that's a lot of work, you know. Because that's why I debated on this one. Am I going to do, like some of the sauces separately and say, okay, here's this recipe, but, you know, this avocado vinaigrette's on this page, or this is on that, so. And it may make it easier, it may not, who knows. Because, like, if I did a dessert one, if you ever watched, hold on. Punch! You know, so it's one of those things. My mom stopped by, so she's trying to get a hold of me. So, anyways. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, like, if you ever saw that show on the History Channel, you know, Great Chefs, Great City, some of those desserts, they would spend, like, one segment on doing, like, a quarter of the dessert because 99% of the whole dessert was actually videoed later, and there are times because it takes, you know, we're just going to show you how to do this part of the dessert because the rest of it is something that takes too long to do. So it's, you know, and some of the desserts that I want to do, I'd keep them simple. I'd do like a penne cotta, like a cooked cream or what have you. Just, but it's down the road. You know, I'm going to get this book that I'm doing now out and going. And I've thought about, someone asked me about this, you know, like they used to do Mr. Food. Why don't you be the local Mr. Food? He's no longer around. And, you know, like either once a day or like once a week, you know, do like, since the news is from where you live, do a Mr. Food from where you live. So, yeah, it's crazy, you know. So, but, I mean, it's a good learning experience because I feel you never learn anything by doing something right. You learn by doing something wrong. So, because, like, as I've cooked in my life, I've never figured it out by doing it right. I figured it out by doing it wrong. And then my brother and my sister's dog going AWOL. Maybe not. But it's just one of those things that it's a neat idea that I decided to hand do these, but since I've decided to hand do them, it's been a pain in the butt, you know. But I guess anything worth doing is, you know, worth doing well or worth doing unique, it's going to take time, so. I'm just kind of in awe right now because of the storms yesterday, and when you looked out the window and you couldn't see anything and it was blowing. I'm just praying for all those people. Just, not that I have nothing to say, not that I'm speechless right now, but just, you know, I just feel lucky, I guess, because where we were, we got hit hard, but we didn't sustain damage like other places, and that's just, you know, I don't know what to attribute it to. It's just because, like, so many people are like, oh, we don't have this, we don't have that, Michael. You know, heck, I breathe and the power goes out, and we don't have that, so. It's just, and we've actually been going to Indianapolis for our news to find out what's going on. But one thing I'd love to know, if anyone can tell me this, yesterday, like the NORAD weather thing that we had, a little sensor, it was giving us a couple alerts when we were running down to the basement because of the heavy winds and stuff. But when the all clear was given, that's when that thing started to light up and was going nonstop. And then the radio station was going like six, you know. The National Weather Service in your area has issued a tornado warning. So 6:30, whatever, you know. And they did that little spiel like 10 times in a row. you know, up in the NASCAR race. And it's like, this wasn't doing this when we had the all clear, before we had the all clear, you know, and now it's doing it. So, I just would love to know why it was going 100 miles an hour, giving us all these alerts before, because I'm sure, like east of us, where the storm was going, there were still people in the listening area that were in the, you know, they were getting hit, and because they have like a big tower, so you can get that radio station really far, so I'm sure 30 miles away, they were getting hammered, and they could still, you know, so I'm sure, you know, but still, it's just funny how, like sometimes those alarms will go off big time, but as soon as, like, it's all clear is given, that's when they start, big time. It's like, well, it went off once or twice when we were getting 90-mile-an-hour winds here, but as soon as the all clear is given, heck, started to go 100 miles an hour, and one after another, alert, 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 alert. But I just would love to know why it goes off more when the all clear is given in your area than when it's not. So, yeah, I'm just, because I had some things I really wanted to talk about on the show, but I'm just kind of in awe right now. Just, I guess I'm thanking God that I'm here and we're able to help people and do what we can. You know, we got to come together. And, you know, the only thing I would love to figure out, I'm going to talk about two more things, going about 3 minutes left, is how can I be so exhausted that as soon as I go to bed, I can't sleep? I can be up to 4 in the morning as soon as I lie down, but if I go downstairs to watch TV or something, whatever, I'll fall asleep. Dang it, instantly. And I just love to know why. And I might talk to my one doctor about this, but I've heard that they have recently approved a new super hydrocodone that is not deleted at all. It's not deleted at all. Yeah, FDA says no to medical marijuana and yes to super Vicodin. It's an article in High Times magazine. Look it up, because I guess this new super Vicodin, it's not cut with ibuprofen or acetaminophen. And there's no safeguards in it. So you can grind it up and shoot it or snort it and get it all at once, where, like, they've gone through great lengths to make sure the hydrocodone, you know, like the Oxycontin, you can't do that. So that you can't grind it up or cook it or shoot it, because it won't work. And it's crazy because, I mean, I just want to call up, and I might do this and see what the reaction I get, and call up a pharmaceutical and say, hey, I would wish you guys can create a cannabis oil. I wish you, because we want it pharmaceutically done. We want it so that if I put this cannabis cream on me with CBD, it's going to be the same every time. I want it, you know, I want it to be consistent every time. Not that you can't get that consistency without a pharmacy, but, you know, why can't they? I mean, because before prohibition of marijuana, they used to manufacture all the major pharmaceutical companies manufactured cannabis. So why can't they do it now? Why can't they make sure it's perfectly grown and perfect and, you know, because that's why it's not legal. That's why it's not legal, because if it was legal, they would lose tons of money. I mean, there's 10 times more evidence to say the safety of it than not the safety of it, and just makes you wonder. But that super Vicodin scares me, because it's just going to be, but some of these companies, one of the companies that's going to manufacture this has big space and rehabs. So when you get hooked on this stuff, hey, now you're going to have to use our medication to try to get off it and rehab and all this stuff, and it's just more money. It's just like I tell people, they'll never make cannabis legal. It'll be hard to, because so many police stations get thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to fight the war, and we're going to give that up. So, to everyone out there that may be listening in the replay or the archive, God bless you. Stay safe. Everyone have a great day, and bye-bye.